It's now time to consider healing through meditation by directing the energy that you charge yourself with during your sessions. That you can in fact share this energy by sending it out to others is possible because all existence is interconnected. It is as if we are wired together on some invisible level. Just as you can telephone friends anywhere, you can transmit energy to them via this unseen spiritual network. This is the same network that makes it possible for one person to read another person's mind, or for someone to receive intuitive knowing of an event. The Casey readings confirm that on the soul level, we are all connected one to another and to God. Psychiatrist Carl Jung also proposed this connection, which he referred to as the collective unconscious. Perhaps it's as if we are each a point of a giant star. At the deepest level of the meditative state, as you connect with your soul self, you also get online with the Creator, with the God you know within. And it is from this source that you are able to download the spiritual energy that is always available on request, as long as you have the line open and are receptive. The energy you receive is determined by the spirit and meaning of your affirmation. An interesting experiment was done a number of years ago. More than 24 meditators spent several nights in a high-crime area of a city and meditated for 6 consecutive nights. Afterward, police statistics revealed that during the nights of meditation, the violent crime rate for the area dropped almost 30%. The same experiment was repeated later with similar results. Whenever group meditation was held during those nights that typically reflected high incidence of crime, the number of crimes dropped significantly. The Casey readings state that prayer is when you talk to God, and meditation is when you listen and God talks to you, not with words, but with spiritual energy, with knowing beyond understanding. Before ending meditation, you share this energy with those who may need healing, whether in body, mind, or spirit. And if you're planning to pray for others for specific reasons, it is best to ask their permission beforehand whenever possible. Unless you have permission, the wisest course is to direct your healing prayers without specifying the purpose. In each case, just send a general blessing to the other person, leaving the results to them and to God. Remember, you're not the source of the energy, just a conduit for sending it to others. Nor are you directly responsible for the healing that takes place or does not take place. The receptivity of the person receiving the energy is a vital factor. Be assured, prayer for others is a form of direct contact. It is a soul-to-soul communication. Holding them in your thoughts is to speak to them via the spiritual network. A simple exercise will give you an idea of how this works. Relax and shut your eyes. Then think of a friend or someone in your family, a person you want to pray for. Hear the person's name in your mind. Remember how you suggested to your body to relax and pictured it relaxed? Do that now. Then imagine the person's face. If you are unable to bring the person's face into your thoughts, think of something specific about the individual. Color of hair, gestures, complexion, any details you can summon from your memory. Try to recall expressions, mannerisms, the type of clothing this person likes to wear. If you still can't see the person clearly in your mind's eye, imagine the name. See it written in color on a chalkboard, or perhaps scratched in the smooth, wet sand of a beach. See the individual as happy and healthy, cheerful and energetic, and picture your thoughts radiating to the person. keep imagining the person receiving your thoughts, your love. Now choose another person. Bring the image of this individual into your mind. Direct those cheerful, energetic, happy, healthy thoughts to this person and envision him or her receiving these feelings. All right, open your eyes.
At this point, please fast forward the tape to the end and then turn it over.
What you have just done is the same method for sending a healing prayer to others, just less specific. If you have received permission, it is effective to see the person surrounded by light, as in a brilliant bubble of illumination, or glowing, as if filled with light. For those people whose permission you have not received, simply send light in their direction, and a prayer of non-specific blessing. In both cases, the soul will open to that energy in its own time and manner. In any case, avoid trying to orchestrate a cure by visualizing the treatment of specific symptoms. It is unwise to assume you know what is best and impose your will on someone else. As before, the results are best left to the person and to God. Edgar Cayce emphasized that prayer is a real energy, and no one has a right to impose this energy on those who are not willing or ready to accept it. The exception would be in praying for a young child or an adult who, because of an accident or other complication, lacks the mental clarity to ask for your prayers. To barge into another state of existence with prayers and energy is not unlike walking into someone's home and starting to run the affairs of the family. It is spiritually risky to impose your free will on that of others. According to the readings, even God doesn't do that. You're going to continue now working with healing prayer. Before you get started, open your workbook to page 18, where space is provided for you to include your own prayer list. You may want to update this regularly, perhaps weekly, so that you can include it in your regular meditation sessions. The time anyone remains on your list, of course, will vary according to individual need and circumstance. Turn off the tape until you complete your prayer list, then back on when you're ready.